ABC Radio Australia.
In January 2022, one of the world's biggest volcanic eruptions took place in Tonga. The eruption was so powerful that ash from the Hunga Tonga volcano reached 58 kilometers into the atmosphere. And on the ground, the eruption caused a massive tsunami that covered some villages. The power and the impact of the eruption, which was the most powerful in the past century, has been the subject of many studies. And over the past 50 days, a multinational team of scientists have been at the eruption site where they've been mapping the seafloor and researching the volcanic site. Joining us this morning from on board the research vessel, the investigator, is the expedition's chief scientist, Associate Professor Dr. Rebecca Carey from the University of Tasmania. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, Rebecca, your team has been mapping the floor around Hunga Tonga. What's been the key findings of the mission so far?
Yes, so our team's been mapping and sampling the seafloor around Hunga Tonga in order to answer questions about the power of the eruption, what the seafloor looks like, and how the biological communities that live on the seafloor, they were originally devastated by that volcanic ash, how they're recovering 3 years after the event. One of the main findings is that there is still very little macroscopic life on the seafloor. So that encompasses the biological species that are sort of, that we can see with our eyes. And we're still not seeing their recovery. But the good news is that the microscopic fauna, the fauna that we can't see, we have to look with microscopes, they seem to be getting a small foothold on recovering from this event. And we think that's driven by the dynamic sediment that's moving on the seafloor. When we've run deep towed cameras on the seafloor at depths up to 2,000 metres, what we've observed is that this very fine volcanic sediment is actively being moved around the seafloor. And that's important because the species that live on the seafloor are being inundated and covered in ash, and that really limits their recovery.
I read it's been described as mud soup. Can you explain a bit about why that's been the term being used?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So we've been doing these deep towed cameras and we've seen how the landscape is very dynamic and these very fine ash particles are moving actively on the seafloor. We've sampled that ash with some of the equipment that's on the RV Investigator, the Australian research ship. And when we bring that material back onto the ship, it's like a mud soup. It's got a fluidity that is a little bit more than water. And that's just telling us that what the consistency of that seafloor is.
Now, Rebecca, I read that when the volcano erupted, it was described as having the power of 1,000 Hiroshima atomic bombs. Was there anything able to survive that effect of that eruption?
So 3 months after the eruption, a New Zealand research group surveyed the seafloor and they were able to demonstrate that to within about 80 kilometres away from Hunga, the biological communities were absolutely devastated. And 3 years later, we've seen the same thing with very little recovery.
Right. Now, Rebecca, I understand that tomorrow your team wraps up its expedition, but I want to take you back to when you first got a close look on the seafloor and the site of the eruption 3 years on after. What was your impression when you arrived there and you saw the site?
So we've been able to collect maps of the region around Hunga. So before the eruption in 2016, 3 months after the eruption in 2022, and this map of the eruption of the seafloor in 2025. And what we've recognised is that this landscape is really dynamic. We've got evidence that there's mass movement of sediment on the seafloor. And some of that mass movement of the seafloor has impacted the biological communities. But we also believe that this mass movement of the seafloor has also impacted the disruption or the breakage of the domestic communications cable that connects all the islands of Tonga. And that happened in 2024.
Right, right. So this is Pacific Beat. I'm Evan Wasuka, and on the line with me from the research vessel, investigator, is Associate Professor Rebecca Carey. We're talking about her research expedition, which is happening right now in Tonga. Now, Rebecca, is the danger over? I understand that there's still a threat of localized tsunami due to weakened sea structure. Can you walk us through that bit of finding?
Sure. So very close to Hunga, there's up to 40 metres of this volcanic ash that's on the seafloor. And as we move more away from Hunga, up to about 100 kilometres away from source, the source volcano, that thickness is still up to a metre. Now, the landscape around here is very, it's like a volcanic landscape on land. You've got these huge volcanoes and these basins surrounding the volcanoes. And so these accumulations of volcanic ash will be susceptible to mass movement. What we've seen is that movement is very slow, but potentially with large earthquakes, the mass movement of that sediment could be quite significant that would trigger tsunamis. And so part of our work is to understand where that sediment is on steep slopes, and that will help inform Tonga Geological Services to do some hazard planning and mapping to understand that future risk.
Now, you mentioned that Tonga Geological Services. I understand your team is made up of scientists from different countries. Why is it important to have that multinational crew as part of this expedition?
Our expedition is quite varied in terms of the science that we're trying to investigate. So anything from the geology and the volcanology, why was this eruption so powerful, to the biology, how these biological communities are recovering. But we've also got a Tongan Geological Services chief geologist on board, Mele Manu. And Mele has just been so amazing in helping us to understand the context of this volcano and the eruption, and also to interpret what we see in the topographical maps of the seafloor, and also help us to, in the future, to communicate all our findings to the Tongan government.
Now, you're speaking from the CSIRO vessel, the investigator, which I understand is a fully kitted vessel with all the new technology. Can you talk me through some of the high-tech equipment your team has been using over the past 50 days or so?
Yes. Yep. So on the investigator, we've got what's called a multi-beam or multiple multi-beam systems, and that enables us to make a topographical map of the seafloor with 5 meter scale resolution, which essentially means that any feature that's 5 meters or larger on the seafloor, we can image with these sensors. And that's been really important to understand how the seafloor is changing over the time steps that we've got these maps. We've also got a lot of instruments on the investigator. So we've got this deep-towed camera that can be flown about a metre to 2 metres above the seafloor. And at that depth, we're able to observe all of the biological species that are on the seafloor. We've also got a whole host of instruments to collect material from the seafloor. So that includes coring the sediment. So we get these 1 meter to 24 meter long pores, and those cores of sediment help us give us a sort of a vertical time series that helps us to understand the seafloor transport processes of the ash. And we've also got a dredge to collect some rocks, and a sled which collects some of these biological species on the seafloor. And we're interested in collecting those because eventually they'll have their DNA sequenced, and that'll help us to understand whether these biological species are recovering, whether they're related to local species that are endemic to the Tonga region, or whether these biological species are actually invaders and they've come from much greater distance.
Rebecca, that's really fascinating to hear. Now, we have about 30 seconds left on the show. I wonder if you could just sum up your key moment from the expedition, which I understand wraps up pretty soon.
The key moment for me has been getting to the Hunga volcano on the Investigator and completing the first multi-beam map of the seafloor. And just based on that map, we're able to identify the change that has occurred over the last 3 years. And that was a really amazing starting point for us to therefore plan all the subsequent operations and to do that as a team so that we're getting the best value out of our use of the RV Investigator.
Rebecca, it's been fascinating talking to you this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.